Ever since President Obama signed the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act on December 31, 2011, civil liberties activists have raised the alarm about several of the legislation's provisions. Section 1021 of the NDAA empowers the current and all future presidents to indefinitely imprison U.S. citizens and non-citizens who were part of or substantially supported Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces that are engaged in hostilities against the United States or its coalition partners. Persons accused under this provision can be held by the U.S. military indefinitely or transferred to any nation in the world without charge, trial, or access to an attorney. However, a federal judge struck down the provision in a September 12th ruling, acting in a lawsuit filed on behalf of seven plaintiffs challenging the legality of what they assert are unconstitutional provisions in the NDAA. Plaintiffs in the case, known as Hedges v. Obama, include former New York Times Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges, Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg, and America's best-known progressive dissident and linguist Noam Chomsky. United States District Court Judge Catherine B. Forrest blocked enforcement of the indefinite detention provision of the NDAA, claiming it was too vague and would have a chilling effect on free speech. The Obama administration responded by filing an emergency appeal of the ruling and succeeded in convincing a New York federal judge to temporarily block Judge Forrest's decision. Your reporter spoke with Marjorie Cohn, professor of law and past president of the National Lawyers Guild, who talks about Judge Forrest's ruling and what's at stake for civil liberties in this legal dispute, which may eventually make its way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
In the National Defense Authorization Act, the Congress expanded the group of people who could be indefinitely detained to include not just people who perpetrated the September 11th attacks, but also anyone who is part of or substantially supports Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces engaged in hostilities against the U.S. or its allies. And there are seven plaintiffs who brought a lawsuit saying that this was unconstitutional because it could apply to U.S. citizens, it could apply to people who are, to journalists who are interviewing people, maybe the Taliban or people who share the Taliban's goals. Now, during the hearing in front of Judge Forrest on the constitutionality of this section, she asked the Obama lawyers, and Obama is supporting this particular provision, even though he signed a signing statement, which he attached to his signing of the bill, saying, I'm not going to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. But when Judge Forrest asked the Obama lawyers whether it would apply to U.S. citizens, whether U.S. citizens could be indefinitely detained under this section, they couldn't say. They wouldn't say. And when Judge Forrest asked the Obama lawyers, well, could this section punish the author of a book that didn't say how to make a bomb, but rather simply expressed support for the political goals of the Taliban or made the case that the Taliban's view that the U.S. government overreaches in occupying other countries is correct, could that person be indefinitely detained? The Obama administration couldn't say. Judge Forrest asked the Obama lawyers, exactly what does material support or substantially support mean? What's the difference between direct and indirect support? They couldn't say. So she ultimately ruled that this provision violates the Fifth Amendment, which requires due process. Somebody needs to be arrested and charged with a crime, not just locked up the rest of their lives. And that it also violates the First Amendment because it's unconstitutionally overbroad. That means that it would punish lawful activity, not just unlawful activity.
Now, one of the other things that is a big element in this decision from Judge Catherine Forrest was the congressional legislation passed shortly after the September 2001 terrorist attacks in Manhattan and Washington, D.C., and that is the authorization for the use of military force. The Bush administration used the congressional authorization for the use of military force to launch any number of attacks and violations in the view of many of American citizens' civil liberties. The Obama administration seems to continue to rely on that piece of legislation passed shortly after the terrorist attacks. Do you want to comment on the solid ground or lack of solid ground that legislation stands on now after Catherine Forrest ruled on this in the federal court?
Yes, the authorization for the use of military force said that the president could order military action against the people responsible for the 9/11 attacks. But this has been used by Bush and now Obama to go way beyond that, to talk about suspected terrorists or people who are associated with terrorists or give material support, which goes way beyond the intention of the authorization for the use of military force.
Marjorie, what's at stake in this case now that the Obama administration has filed an emergency appeal of Judge Forrest's decision, really disallowing the indefinite detention of suspected terrorists? We've had certainly a lot of concern over the years since 9/11 about the dramatic erosion of civil liberties in this country and the undermining of the U.S. Bill of Rights. What should people be looking at here in terms of this case and where it goes?
Well, people should be looking at where it ends up. Does it end up in the appeals court or in the Supreme Court? And will they allow indefinite detention of people, anybody, and even U.S. citizens as well? The United States has ratified the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which is a treaty, therefore makes it part of the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, part of U.S. law under the Supremacy Clause. And that says no arbitrary detention. It requires due process. It requires that people be told of the charges against them and given a fair trial. And this provision of the National Defense Authorization Act violates the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Now, whether the highest court to hear this appeal will agree with that, will agree that it's unconstitutional, remains to be seen. But if it stands, then this administration or the next administration could theoretically indefinitely detain U.S. citizens forever without criminal charges for allegedly providing substantial support to forces associated with these terrorist organizations. And it means that it's going to chill our right to dissent, chill our rights to speak out against government policies.
That was Marjorie Cohn, a professor at Thomas Jefferson School of Law and past president of the National Lawyers Guild. Learn more about the civil liberties issues involved in the government's power of indefinite detention by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.